funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. We gather on this 22nd Sunday of Ordinary Time, asking the Lord for the gift of His love and mercy upon each and every one of us, and we do so with great joy, realizing that He will indeed share His love, and in that love, pardon our sins. My dear family, welcome to those of you visiting the cathedral. Welcome to your home away from home. Thank you for your presence here this day. And for all of you joining us via television, radio, internet, social media, thank you for letting us come into your homes or to be with you wherever you may be, whether in the hospital, nursing homes, or if you're traveling this day. We ask that the Lord continue to accompany you and enter your homes to be a dwelling of love, peace, and joy for you and all those that are dear to you. My dear family, it is a difficult Sunday in many ways. We pray for all our servicemen and women whose lives have been tragically taken, whose bodies are being returned at this very hour. We pray for the families who await their arrival, the families that are hurting, filled with sorrow, We carry them in our hearts in a very special way this day, and we ask that we, each and every one of us, at home and wherever we may be, spend time reflecting upon all that they have given our brothers and sisters, and we pray for their families, whose pain cannot be in any which way what we can come to understand in our own lives, but we carry them as they have been given this heavy, heavy cross in their lives. We also pray for our brothers and sisters who await the unfortunate arrival of Hurricane Ida. Family, we are also a coastland. When we are spared, someone is not. We cannot in any which way forget to pray for them who cannot be at Mass this morning, but the holy angels and the archangels are protecting them, guarding them, and God willing, this hurricane will lose much of its strength before it receives the land that it is approaching. So let us pray for them in this moment of uncertainty, and that we always indeed be their gift of prayer, their gift of hope. And so, as we know that many a times there will come the occasion that we will need their prayers, we will need their hope for us. Let us be faithful in remembering these brothers and sisters and the coastlands of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama in this time of preparation, and we carry them in a special way that this may be a time of protection. My dear family, to begin our time of celebration, let us acknowledge our own sins and seek pardon and strength. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, your Word made flesh and splendor of the Father, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. In your observance of the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin upon you, you shall not add to what I command you, nor subtract from it. Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations, who will hear of all these statutes and say, 'This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people, for what great nation is there that has gods so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I am setting before you today?'" The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. James. Dearest brothers and sisters, all good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep yourself unstained by the world. The word of the Lord.
be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within, people from their hearts come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord.
This is good. He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from the outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within is what defiles." Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. And be doers of the word and not hearers only. In your observance of the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin upon you, you shall not add to what I commanded you, nor subtract from it. How clear the Lord is to all of us. As much as he was clear to those that he spoke to face to face, the Pharisees who were so filled with their hypocrisy, who desired more about looking holy rather than being holy. The Lord is not interested in those that look. He's interested in those who are. But my dear family, what does holiness look like? Ask yourself that question. How do people see holiness in you? Is it because our hands are together, or because we have vestments on, or a collar, or a habit? Is that the holiness? No. I hope not. The outside looks good, but what does the inside look like? How can people see holiness in your marriage? Husbands, How do people see you're a holy husband? Wives, how do they see that you're a holy wife? Parents, how do they see you're a holy mom or dad? Children, how do they see you are a holy child? How does this holiness radiate from you? Because remember, Jesus talks about how that which comes out from within is what defiles. But the same goes that that which comes from out from within is what shows holiness. But which is seen when it comes to your life? Because again, anyone and everyone can give God lip service, even the devil. But to be a doer, one who comes to comprehend, understand that that which he has entrusted to you and me is not to be taken in any which way other than what he has given to us. Don't add to what the commandment is. While at the same time, don't you dare try to subtract anything that does not seem convenient for you or for me. To add or to subtract means I don't necessarily agree with God on this one, so I'm going to add just a little, or I'm going to take this away because it's a little too hard. No. That's not for you nor for me to decide. That's what causes chaos in the world. And look at how chaotic the world is today. The Pharisees, in their attitude, were always wanting the reverence, the respect, because they looked the part. But all they were filled with, my dear family, was judgment, was malice, was envy, was jealousy, was hatred. That's what they were filled with. That's the attitude of the Pharisee. Do we have any of those today? Every day we enter this cathedral, we are reminded, because of this motto behind us, Sententiam Christo Vobis, have the attitude of Christ. And that is a good reminder to all of us. And all you have to do to remember what is the attitude of Christ, look a little bit higher and you'll see it. Because from there, you can drop your eyes upon this altar and you can see what the attitude of Christ does and gives. It gives himself. But how often people think like the Pharisees who want to be bitter and hold grudges. How often people still have something in their heart that they should never have to begin with. But they justify it. I'm justified. I didn't agree with it. It doesn't come from without, remember? It comes from within. It comes from what comes out of you. Jesus was tortured, yes. But what always came out of Jesus? And what was the final thing that came out of Jesus? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. How often have those words come out of our heart when it comes to dealing with someone? But rather than do that, we choose to do what's convenient. Oh, no, I'm not going to forgive that person. Oh, absolutely not. Who are you not to forgive? Who am I not to forgive? We want to look the part, but we don't want to do what the part calls for. And we have to be able to surrender ourselves more and more to the mercy of God for ourselves so that we can be more and more open to the love that is His to share with one another. Because listen what the letter of St. James says again. Religion that is often criticized, and rightly so, because we don't allow it to be what it's meant to be. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to care for the orphans and the widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. To let the world throw everything at you, but not stain you, to become like it. But rather let it come at you, and it will fall off you, and you will remain unstained. You know? It's kind of like all this material they sell now for your clothes. Can't wait to buy it, by the way. Where you sprinkle your clothes and then you can spill coffee on you and it just falls off. I'm waiting to buy it. But I forgot what it's called. That's what the Holy Spirit does. That's why you need Him, I need Him. Because He reminds you of what will keep you unstained, the love of Christ. And when all that junk comes at you, no matter how much it is or how dirty it is, slides right off. Can't come close to touching what's on the inside. Because you're sprinkled in the waters of baptism, you're refreshed by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and you are empowered by the Eucharist that is Christ Himself. When you remember this, my dear family, you will be doers of the word. You will remain unstained. And you will bring a new hope to the world that really needs it right now. And the Lord believes you can. You must believe you can. Are things stacked against us in this world? Absolutely. But the higher those things are stacked against us, the greater they will fall, not you. Because the only thing that's with you is He that with Him, in Him, and through Him, all things are possible. Especially being able to think like Him, to be like Him, and to love like Him. That's the beauty of the holiness that's in you. The outside, it can look all at once. But let it be what's on the inside. When we're trying to really be holy people. At school. At work. Because the Lord needs you at school. He does. Let Him be the one that directs you. Because He will direct you in the right way, in the holy way. And you will never be influenced by the world, but you will inspire others to follow Christ. That's how much He believes in the young, in the not so young, and everyone in between. And that's what we need, my dear family, to always remember. Don't add or subtract to the commandment of God. Don't just be a hearer of a word, but be doers. And realize what can and must come out of you that doesn't defile, but blesses those that meet you. And I pray that we can all trust God enough to believe that. Because it is what He truly does know can come from you. Realize, sententia in Christo vobis, to have the attitude of Christ. And when it comes to the attitude of the Pharisee, just crush it. Stomp on it. Destroy it. It has no place in you nor in me. But let the attitude of Christ that draws our eyes to what He gave and draws our eyes to what He continues to give enter you so that what comes from you will always be what blesses this world. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great hope and faith in our Father's love, let us ask that he hear the needs we now present.
For the church, that we may be doers of the word, putting our faith into action, as we fulfill the mission Christ has left us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For world leaders, that they may cultivate peace inside and outside their nations, so that the fruit of righteousness blossoms and flourishes throughout their region, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For young people, that they may respond generously and willingly if the Lord calls them to ordained or consecrated life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have been assailed by storms this summer, hurricanes or tornadoes, floods or droughts, and for all who helped them in their time of trauma, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Also, let us pray for all of the men and women who lost their lives this past week and for all of their families. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the eternal repose of the souls of Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Renee Gonzalez, Dora C. Sandoval, and Jesse Gomez, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Special prayer for all of our brethren who live in the path of the oncoming storm, and for all of those personal needs that we now hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving Father, all of this we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Accept the sacrifice.
May the sacred offering, O Lord, confer on us always the blessing of salvation, that what it celebrates in mystery, it may accomplish in power. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs of eternal life, and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Thank you.
Together with faith and hope, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace to you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us everlasting life. renewed by this bread from the heavenly table, we beseech you, Lord, that being the food of charity, it may confirm our hearts and stir us to serve you and our neighbor. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a reminder that the religious education registration continues online, so please register your children, and then you'll receive information from those in charge of religious ed. And anything else? I think that's it. Okay, wonderful. Well, let us keep each other in prayer. Let us keep each other always embraced in the love of Christ, and let us go forth to have a wonderful, blessed week and to make it a blessing for those that we share this week with. The Lord be with you, and may the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Thanks be to God. Have a very blessed Sunday. Please turn to your neighbor and wish each other a very blessed Sunday. I'm Father Peter Lisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home, and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.